The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Inventions. Daddy's back, so we can't play anymore. No more horsing around, no more playing, because Daddy's home. Isn't there a song, A Christmas on Daddy's Home? I think
I'm sure
maybe
there is.
Father's Day someplace. Akos Jankura is here. He's made a whirlwind trip around, as he normally does. He's here, there, and everywhere. So you were presenting. How do they legitimize? You were on Fox yesterday.
Yes.
How do they legitimize a story? You have a lot of your ways. Your story is the legitimate. I mean, the story of you and what you do is the story? Or is it things that you've procured over the years?
What's happened? It's my cool inventions. It's about being the face and the safe haven for the American inventor. Mm-hmm. And so this show that you and I do is really important. And let me explain how important to you in Washington. You do realize that there's patent reform right now. That's really, really, a nasty fight going on about patents. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're reforming the old laws. And what happened is the big companies like Google and Dell and Apple, these guys are all trying to make the patents easier to make it harder for the patent holder to defend, make it quicker. So the laws that are being passed right now are trying to minimize the value of patents because they pay things for it. Think about a computer company. They don't actually manufacture stuff or invent stuff. What they do is they get or license patents from other people, throw in a box, and that's what they resell. Mm-hmm. Well, if they can get the price of that lower, that's good for their business model. Mm-hmm. So in Washington right now, there's a massive fight going on between trying to pass this new patent bill and trying to not pass this new patent bill. What's happening? Big money is behind it.
Yeah.
So the current government is trying to run it through Congress quickly. And so there's a lobby group up there called Save the Inventor who's basically pharmaceuticals behind it, because they only sort of invent patents for one thing at a time, right?
Right.
So there's two big groups of people against each other. And so I went up there, did a Fox piece about the American inventor, and I had all kinds of inventions from this show. We had Twilash, we had Restring It, we had a bunch of stuff, and did the piece, and then I met with the lobby group after, and mm-hmm. got on a plane, came home.
Help me understand this, though. I mean, Apple is one of the biggest holders of patents in the country, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically built on patents. That's how they really make all their money.
Right. Right.
Right. So, yes, 100% right. And so what's happening is a change. The old law was the first to invent had the invention. Right? And so you'd invent something and then you'd go file your patent. But if somebody else filed it after you invented it, you still had strong argument to suggest, whoa, I invented it, take a look. Now they're trying to make the law first to file. It doesn't matter when you invented it or who invented it. So it's making the laws really easy for big companies. And for example, the little guy like who we represent, so the little guy, like you and I, Doug, we have him on the show every day.
Right.
They come on here. Let's say they have a really cool invention with a great patent, right? Let's say a big company looks at it and says, we like that patent. Well, these new laws...
Or you try to sell it to that big company.
Yep. They minimize it, give you less value for it, attack you, and they have big, deep pockets, and the little guy doesn't have big, deep pockets. So eventually, every time they win. In fact, it's not just the big companies that do this. For example, we have these inventions here. We have these big companies that put things on Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS shelves. In fact, I don't have to tell you the company. Just go there, pick pick up the As Seen on TV shelf, look at the back, and you can actually see who markets the product. Well, those are $100 million companies. And, you know, Joe Schmo or whoever invents the widget doesn't have $100 million. Sometimes these guys steal it, copy it, and do it, and then they say, okay, challenge me. And, of course, the little guy doesn't have deep pockets, so a little quick settlement takes place for way less value than it's worth. And this sort of activity takes place also. I always tell people in America, you don't have to worry about the Chinese copying you. You got to worry about the Americans copying you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is built is
does any of this address patent trolling? I know that's
patent trolling is another big issue.
So explain that quickly and then how this addresses it.
So patent trolling is that there are companies who have business models out there who are running around looking for, and they're looking for patents, and they repatent something. It's kind of like they take your idea, patent it because they're quicker at it, better at it, and they try to sell it back to you. Or they try to market it, try to make a deal. I think my personal opinion is patent trolling is stealing. It's like pirates, right? And what happens if we have a legislation in Washington that doesn't stick the patent, doesn't make the patent solid? Because let's face it, right? Like, the patent is everything. And right now there's legislation on the table right now to minimize or reduce how you can defend your own patent, all that kind of stuff. And it's for the benefit of the big guys. It's for the benefit of the patent trolls. It's for the, in my opinion. And little guys who we represent are going to get crushed by this. In fact, I was at a table yesterday for lunch with the lobby group, and I had both sides of the table. And they have big, good arguments. And I stood up and said, listen to me. What if today we decided to just wipe out the patent process? It's gone. Tomorrow it's gone. What would happen? And they all said, well, that would be horrendous. That would be terrible. The whole American society and innovation would just die. I go, right. So this legislation is on the path to that. So how could this be good?
Not good.
Yeah. So anyways, I did my soapbox. I was in Washington yesterday doing my thing, you know.
All right, well, that's good. It's important to have everybody's voice heard. And sometimes even though we have smaller voices, that doesn't mean they're softer and kinder and gentler.
Correct.
They are here. We do have at least the ability. Sometimes these people have a lot of money, but they know how to express themselves well. They expect to be able to push everybody around. Human nature, I suppose. Him who has the gold makes the rules. Remember that old expression? But that doesn't mean it's necessarily, it means most often it's not right and not good. So that's good. Well, three cheers for you. Acos becomes, once again, a hero. John Cremins is in New York doing an infomercial today.
Yes, he
today.
Is.
What does he do? What's the infomercial for?
Well, those are, yeah, you have to sign the pretty serious sort of NDAs that you can't actually say, but I believe I'll tell you some hints.
Right.
It's a product that's been out before, because sometimes products come around again, right?
Right.
And it's to have older people like you and me to do some exercise and not get out of your chair. It's kind of the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Exercise.
What a concept! What was funny, listen to this, because we set this deal up in Vegas when we were there in September,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for like an older guy.
Right, to be the spokesperson.
To be the spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And they chose him over me, which I think is fantastic. He might have got the money on this, but I get the bragging rights. I go, we know when it comes to push comes to shove, when people have to pick an older guy.
You're it. There you go. We're going to meet later on in the hour. Our inventor of the day is David Merazian. I believe Merazian has got a power saw. This is something I've been waiting for all week because I'm very interested in saws and things on the farm to build things. So we'll find out what he's got. We've had actually some good people you missed this week. We had very interesting discussion about urns with Lisa Brambilla on Monday. She got 94% thumbs up. On Tuesday, we had what I thought was genius. This guy was absolute genius. Fred Ball, the motor that he's talking about is extraordinary. It's almost too much for people to comprehend. Got an 82% thumbs up. I don't know how yesterday, Richard.
67.
Oh, 67. Okay, so he's not in the running for much of anything this week. But it was okay. I mean, it was kind of a fun thing. So conceptually, it's always hard sometimes for people to conceptualize. You don't go to the website. You can find all these people and their wares and explanations at mycoolinventions.com. If you want to present as Acos is suggesting, we have so many entrepreneurs, so many inventors who have come through here. Whether it's to My Cool Invention. inventions or dreambigamerica.us. We have our Dream Big America contest tomorrow, by the way, which has three winners. A couple of them are from My Cool Inventions. One of them is from being vetted at dreambigamerica.us. And we'll see who wins on their way to winning the big prize at the end of the month. Meanwhile, in a moment, I'm going to discuss with Akos what he thinks are the best, the strongest traits of an entrepreneur slash inventor. What do we look for in these people as they come to us? What do we have to turn around and look for to make sure that they're A-okay? So this will get you to focus on perhaps some things that you're not focused on. You can't just invent things. There are other secrets, if you will, to being successful. 16 after on My Cool Inventions.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you're a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, please call the Amperin hotline now at 1-800-958-3268. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. At Amperin, we specialize in breakthrough solutions specifically tailored to women over 40, including hormonal balance, relief from menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, and you can lose pounds of stubborn extra weight in just weeks with Amperin weight loss. Right now, through this special radio offer, you can get a 100% risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-958-3268 now. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amperin hotline today. Hurry. This limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-958-3268. That's 1-800-958-3268. Again, 1-800-958-3268.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 Etsy polished and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift cards, 8 hours skin protected, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living proof hair products, 3 Diggy Green perfume, 2 Faith Cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe, 3 $40 fragrance purchase, plus supply glass.
Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
All right, now it's 19 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio. Akos Jankura is one of the great salespeople that you see on HSN here all around the world on QVC. We have this My Cool Inventions Radio program where we find the entrepreneurs, the people who are able to develop and create things. We try to help them become successful business people. What do you think the traits are, the strongest of these entrepreneurs slash inventors? Show what?
Two things. One, they finish what they start.
Mm-hmm.
I am, if you really know me, one of the sort of the common sort of, how can I say, discussions in the, you know, with the resident love goddess that we have, you know, my wife, is that she tends not to finish what she starts. And I'm a guy who finishes what I started, get it done. And I notice that inventors who are successful, and there's a lot of hurdles. There's a lot of starting and finishing. You got to start a patent, finish a patent, get the prototype, finish the prototype. There's a lot of jobs or hurdles you have to get done. And if you don't have the personality that gets things done pragmatically, dramatically and quickly, mm-hmm. that's going to be a real hindrance to your success. I think that's one of the things. The second thing is I always joke about this, getting started. It's like, you know how you want to work out, you know, you put a little weight on. You know, the hardest part of the workout is actually getting in the car, right? That's the hardest part of the workout.
Hi, stand by. We got more here.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I always like to mention sometimes high visibility entrepreneurs, sometimes those who have started from nothing and they get someplace. Akos Jankur is one of those people. I guess I am too in terms of the radio world, because I started with a program that was nowhere,
literally,
and have managed over the years to keep it going, keep peddling, and that's sort of what we're all about here. That's why I respect and encourage entrepreneurialism, invention, using some of the new means of raising money to help support people with crowdfunding, that sort of thing. I saw the story of Carrie Underwood, who has become quite a success story since she won on American Idol. She came from nothing to winning, and she's turned it around well into making a great country music career. Now she has started a new athletic wear line. She apparently really is fanatical about working out. So she's launching her own line of athletic wear with Dick's Sporting Goods. And one wonders, you know, you look at these things and try to figure out, you tell people how to price things all the time. One wonders, she's selling outfits for $60 to $85, and she also has, well, the pants, I guess, are $60 to $85, and the tops are $30 to $35. That sounds like a popular priced item. Is it amazing? Do you find it amazing how many people with a name can trade that to be involved in some business they have really initially nothing to do with?
It's about the brand, right? It's just about mm-hmm. the brand and brand positioning. And names are good brands. You know, yeah. you spend so much money building your brand in maybe music or mm-hmm. Hollywood or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's just an offshoot of that brand. People trust it. And if they trust it well enough, you could sell some stuff.
Well, that's what Sears is traded on, even though Eddie Lambert, who's the hedge fund guy that bought it, has wrecked it. Is an example of people who want to trust. I do. I want to buy Craftsman tools. I want to buy their dishwashers, and I want to buy their refrigerators, and I want to buy their washing machines. But it's crap anymore. And it's it's Sears is what a sad story. Hey, Cars, Jan Kura, Doug Steffen, My Cool Inventions. We're going to introduce you to our inventor in a few minutes. We're talking about things that are traits of those who are successful. You said showing up, and then you were telling a story, and we got a little tight on time.
It's getting going. I mean, people, how many people have you met? Yesterday I was at the Fox in Washington studio there, and I had three people come up to me and say, I've got this idea. I've never done it. Oh, my God. Everybody has one of these ideas.
Yeah.
Right? And I looked at the woman, I said, that's a great idea. Why on earth haven't you started that?
And she said,
I don't know. I just never got going. People have great ideas and don't get started. It's like people mean to go work out, but they never get in the car.
So
I think the best thing I think an inventor trait is, an entrepreneur trait is, get started.
Right. I fixed that, by the way. I put a gym in my cellar. Then I have to get in the car.
The hardest workout is actually getting into the car.
All right. I found also a list of traits for entrepreneurs. Number one, authentic. Entrepreneurs who are adored by their staffs are authentic.
And I believe that,
That's so you get people to support you. A lot of the people we have on this program don't have any staff at all. They just are getting started. So they're on their own. Let's see. Another trait is that they are mostly positive. Business owners, we have to lead with enthusiasm. That's one of the things sometimes I have a problem with as a guy that runs his own business. I get annoyed at people. And I wonder if
you and I would be very good friends, because I ask my staff here, I'm annoyed all the time.
Yeah. Well. Hi, Richie. There you go. You can pipe in now.
I'm annoyed all the time.
Stay quiet here.
Right. The best entrepreneurs are very approachable. They listen more than they talk. They are hard workers. They're authoritative, but yet human. That's, I think, very interesting, isn't it, huh? And they are masters of public recognition. In other words, they know how to get attention for what it is they're selling. So let's find out how that works and how it applies. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Donald Moranian. I think that's his name. Raisin?
David.
David. Did I say Donald? David. All right. Up next here on My Cool Inventions.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too, that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life, combat the ringing, and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669.
800-930-1669. I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you heard about the big lawsuit over the word cow? A best-selling author and management consultant is suing the best-selling yogurt company in America, Chobani, over the yogurt maker's use of the word how in its marketing efforts. You see, Chobani emphasizes that how it makes its yogurt is different from how other companies make it by using the phrase how matters as the basis for its advertising. However, before they came up with that idea, the author and consultant who's suing them now wrote a book entitled How, Why How We Do Anything Means Everything. So he says Chobani stole his idea. Let's be fair. How we do things really does matter. Not only how we conduct business, but how we resolve conflicts. So this dispute is really a tremendous opportunity. Instead of battling before a judge like millions of others do, these parties could prove how truly different they are by resolving this out of court. How incredible would that be? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Is on, is going to join us in a few moments. Akos Jankura and Doug Steffen are us, along with you, on My Cool Inventions Radio, which you can access by going to mycoolinventions.com. You will vote. I have also, this is really kind of fun, since you and I started doing this together, you and John and I started doing this together, I have become more acutely aware of, and I think maybe the reason I was interested in the Dream Big America concept at the beginning is because that's the other sort of facet of this for those of you who are new to the program. We're looking for people who have ideas that we can encourage and help. That's really why we're here. We're here to help. We're all here. Frankly, whether you realize it or not, we're all here on this planet to help. And in this circumstance, we can help a lot of people. And sometimes when you help other people, you help yourself. Nothing wrong with that. One of the things that we don't much focus on, we have people who are inventors, but there are also people who have had good ideas for businesses, and they don't succeed because they don't service. They have a great idea. This is how it's going to work. We got shiny trucks. Here's our logo. Easy to find us. But if you don't come up with a plan to service what it is that you're selling, or if you're just offering service, the worst thing you can do is to have anything that you're doing somehow or other computerized or mechanized. If you don't have somebody who's live answering the phone to take calls from people who want to get your service, forget it. even in today's mechanized world. Hey, Gus, you agree with that or not?
Oh, my gosh, 100%. Do you know, the computer-operated sort of answering machine systems, you know what, the word's called conversion.
Yeah.
And when somebody calls and somebody executes what they want, do you know what the conversion is on a computer-operated system? They consider a good conversion?
Versus live.
15%
of the
versus calls. 60%.
And for that, they don't have human beings there when they could convert. What did you say the conversion was with a human being?
Well, 60.
60. Yeah. So it's not worth the money. You think about the big companies like the airlines or even now smaller companies. It is. I mean, I get bananas when I call some of the local people that I do business with, and you go into this answer phone hell. And you can't get out of it.
Nuts.
Ah, it is crazy. All right, let's see if we can help David become a more successful entrepreneur and inventor. David Murazan is with us with a parallel guided power saw, ACOS.
David, welcome to the program.
Hi, good news, then.
Say, listen, I understand that you're a consummate inventor and you've come up with this parallel guided power saw, and this is supposed to help us do these long cuts and use different materials from wood and metal and plastics. Describe it to us.
Okay, I needed the facet saw to cut 24 inches of some plastic roof. None of my saw could do a nice cut. I imagine if my saw will be guided, but parallel guided, and I will go, I may do a better cut. Immediately, my inventive mind figure out a way to do that rail. And later I improved it in using so-called V-grooves, ball bearings, which are much easier to slide. Very, very easy to slide on that rail and is very firm on the position.
Okay, David, we're understanding
about one out of every three words that you're saying.
What I'm going to try to translate for him. So what you've done, if you got this, the old sort of system of guided power saws didn't do very long cuts, and they weren't up to your standards. So you've come up with some sort of a V-groove system that is on a ball bearing type thing that allows the cut to go longer and easier. Am I right?
Exactly. Perfectly.
All right, so that's what you got. So what I want you to do here is I'm going to get you to so tell us, like, why do you think the world needs this system versus the old sort of a parallel guided saw system?
The old parallel guided system uses so-called linear bearings, which have much friction. And they cannot be too long because they go on a round bar.
Okay, so the old system... Let me translate. The old system... So the old system has a lot of friction, and you've created a system that has much less friction, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you pitch it to our audience, and what you're going to do, you're going to have 60 seconds to pitch it. Now, your job, and I suggest strongly, just slow down on your words, try to speak clearly, because I know we're having difficulty hearing you, and our audience is going to vote. They're going to vote thumbs up, or they're going to vote thumbs down to your invention. And how the audience can do that, you can go to mycoolinventions.com, mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button. Thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text to vote, thumbs up or thumbs down. All one word, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P or thumbs down, all one word. Text it to 22333-22333. Or you can phone us. If you're old-fashioned, you want to pick up the phone and phone us, call 1-888-877-0490, 1-888-877-0490. Let's see how David can do. Let's cue the music.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go.
I am bedridden and I invented a new power saw. The main advantage of this saw is that the material sits on the table and we move the saw over it in a straight line. The length of cut can be 8 feet or more. I applied for patent and I submitted to several companies. I got refusal from some companies such as Bosch, Black & Decker, DeWalt, Porter Cable and Steel. I am an inventor with 7 patents and 50 new ideas. On July 2014, I applied to Shark Tank, my power saw, but I was not selected. I am going to God giving me the idea to build such a power saw. I am looking for investor and partner to build my saw. I can also take order for my saw. Vote for me. Go for this power saw and vote for progress in the world. Thank you very much. David Miller.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product.
Too bad he didn't have somebody to speak for him.
Could only make millions.
Because he has a good idea, I think.
So, David, you actually have a very good idea. And when you applied to Shark Tank, did you have to send them a videotape of you pitching the product?
I sent only pictures. The description for patent. Pictures, drawings, and everything.
So I understand that. Is there like a video that you have to do to show them what you would be like in front of the camera?
Yeah, I did not have a prototype in that moment to do a video. And also,
okay.
I don't have a camera to do a video for the moment. But they could contact me. They did not.
I see. So, here's my suggestion. You actually a very brilliant guy. I've been looking at your inventions, and this is a very interesting invention. I'm going to strongly suggest that what you might do is you might find yourself a spokesperson, somebody to present for you. Many inventors don't present themselves. They actually get someone else to present for you. Because it's brilliant, you know, and I'm Hungarian, so, you know, my second language is English, and I took a lot of time to work the accent out of my language and stuff so I could present well. You might want to get someone to help present you, because I think it would be a shame to have your brilliance lost in translation. So that's one of my suggestions. And this is a really interesting idea. I think you've taken the sort of the power guided sort of sawing techniques, and you've taken it up a notch. You've made it smoother. You've made it easier. You've made the ability to do longer cuts, which previously haven't been able to do. And so you've got a really great idea. So the only thing I suggest is my input. But is that you should get somebody else to help you with the translation or with the presentation?
Yes. Because it's hard to listen for someone.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. You're hard to hear, especially on the radio.
Absolutely.
Especially over
the
phone.
I believe you perfectly.
Yeah. So that was my suggestion, Doug. What do you think?
Well, I think it's frustrating in all due respect, frustrating to know that this is a good idea and not have somebody better to present it, because I find myself distracted. If I can't pay attention to what's going on, then I'm not engaged. And you need people to be engaged, David,
right,
so that you can have this kind of support, whether it's monetary. How are you doing? Is all of the work done so far in this project, is the money coming from you, or have you got outside help? How are you financing what you've done to this point?
No outside help. My social security $500 per month, which I have now, and from the yard, because the bank took my main house where I had a shop. It's very, very bad situation, but I still had 3 prototypes already. Yesterday I gave one which was finished as a present to someone who has a store, lumber store. I intend to manufacture that owner this show there, but
does anybody know what he's saying? I'm not.
Yes, I do.
Know.
So he's on his own. He's got a $500 a month sort of pension. He's spending it on that,
mm-hmm.
and he's explaining how he has given some to stores and stuff. How much does your invention cost, David?
Less than $500. I buy the material.
So it costs the consumer $500.
Less than $500, the material I buy for it.
All right. So, and what are you retailing it for? How much do consumers pay for it?
Okay, I plan to sell the 2 feet with 1,500, 4 feet with 2,000, and 8 feet if somebody needs one with 5,000.
I see. So these are pricey. This is not the tool you're going to find over there at Home Depot or Lowe's or something. So this is more of a high-end tool. Well, David, thank you very much for being on the program. And listeners, if you're voting, you can go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, vote thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text to vote. Just text to 22333. That's 22333. Thumbs up, all one word, or thumbs down, all one word. Or you can phone us 1-888-877-0490 and cast your vote. Thank you, David, for being on the program.
Well, there's a perfect example of someone, and I don't know, in the vetting process, I know you are trying to find out what it is that their strengths are. What are they really selling? And this, we have the same, I'm sure, when you go around the world, because you're on QVC all around the world, you sell your products around the world, people don't understand. I was listening to you in Italy last week or the week before, whenever you were over there, and so I could hear you sort of engaged with the host, I think it's a woman, hostess, and she would once in a while come across with an American, with an English phrase in right. the Italian, but it all gets translated. So how cumbersome or difficult is it for you to plod through that? Obviously it works, so they wouldn't keep inviting you back.
You have no idea. In my ear, I have what they call an IFB.
IFB, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so people are talking to me while I'm talking. While I'm actually speaking out loud, people are talking in my ear, and I've got to sort of get that in. And I have many people talking to me. I have a producer who is telling me what's coming up, what's going on, where he's headed to. He just makes short words. I have a director, if I'm not looking in the camera, he's yelling at me, camera two, camera three, camera one, handheld. And then I have a translator who is actually translating the host's words to me. And then the translator is actually also, when I'm speaking, is translating my words to the audience. It's a big mess. I have a lot of people in my head. And quite frankly, when I look at the tape sometimes, I wonder myself, how did I do that? I guess it would be like being at the UN with a couple more people in your ear.
But it works, obviously. The stuff is selling over there. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep having you come back again.
Do you know why? I actually said it. I say to everybody, you don't need to have my mic. I don't even need to wear a mic.
Show, point.
It's a show thing. Television is a visual medium.
Right.
I bet you if I were to say something like, you can get a free car if you buy now, nobody would actually hear me. think about this. Radio's different. Radio people are listening, right? They're not watching. It would be like one time at HSN, my mic went down, and they wanted to take 2 minutes of my 9-minute presentation to swap out my mic, and actually push them away. I go, what are you doing? I go, they're watching me demonstrate. And watching someone, if you have good demonstrations, good visual, I call them signature demonstrations, then it doesn't matter what language you're talking to, because it resonates in any language.
Segments are 9 minutes long. Is that the usual?
9, 11, 12, depending on the product and depending on the price. They're different. And QVC, here's something different. QVC tends to do much shorter airings than HSN does. HSN, it's common for me to be up there for 15 minutes or 16 minutes.
Yeah.
And QVC likes to have more items in an hour than HSN.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And they're watching. They have to be watching each other to know. Are the same products on the two?
They compete very heavily. I do not sell anything to QVC USA. All my products come to HSN. But internationally, they go to QVC, England, Germany, Italy.
Sure.
And to your point, though, Doug, television is a demonstration medium.
Yep.
Radio is an audio listening. So the guy, if he invents something, he better put somebody up here who actually can be heard on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, it does sound like he's talking Italian.
Well, it wasn't even Italian. Whatever it was not discernible.
It's not like Italian to be.
Was it Italian?
It's not to be clear. And here's my point. The first thing we started earlier, right? We started the show.
Yeah.
This is my point. This guy probably has a pretty good patented invention, right? But a big company like he mentioned, Ryobi, Black & Decker, and some of the other ones that he mentioned. how much protection does that guy have? The only protection he has is the patent. Right? Yeah. It doesn't matter what language he's speaking. He's got a patent, right? And someone can't copy that artwork and patent, right? But if they reduce the rules and make it easier for someone to rip him off or make it more arduous for him to defend his patent, what's that little guy going to do? The poor guy has difficulty speaking English.
Right. He's very dumb. Hey, Garciancura, Doug Steffen, My Cool Inventions Radio at 11 before the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
An appeal for calm in the aftermath of another grand jury decision. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. New York City, the nation's largest city, which has seen numerous protests since the recent grand jury decision not to indict Ferguson, Missouri police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. Last night in New York City, the protests were held against another grand jury decision. In this case, a white New York City police officer, Daniel Pantaleo, used a chokehold while arrested
arresting an unarmed black man. That man, Eric Garner, died soon afterward. No indictment for Pantaleo. That announcement late yesterday afternoon was met with immediate protests in several places in New York City last night.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
The chant of no justice, no peace from protesters in Union Square in Manhattan last night. Demonstrators also blocked traffic on New York City's West Side Highway and shut down traffic completely for a while on the Brooklyn Bridge. Dozens of arrests were made of those who refused to move, but the protests were peaceful overall. Some protesters apparently tried to disrupt last night's Rockefeller Center tree lighting event, but were stopped from doing so by police. Reaction to this grand jury decision, Eric Garner's widow, Esau, had this to say last night.
Determined to get justice for my husband because he shouldn't have been killed in that way. He shouldn't have been killed in any way.
And the nation's attorney general, Eric Holder, spoke last night saying the case is not closed.
The Justice Department will proceed with a federal civil rights investigation into Mr. Garner's death.
As for what's expected today, protesters are using social media to organize with more demonstrations planned for New York City and elsewhere today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
On Wall Street, another good day for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 33 points to a new record high of 17,912. NASDAQ climbed 19 points. S&P added 8. This is the sound of rain. Steady, relentless rain across California from north to south. Too much of it in a short period of time, which isn't helping the state's drought issues, but it is causing flooding and a growing risk of mudslides.
You know, if it's going to be a bigger issue where it could possibly threaten homes, we're going to get those people evacuated, keep them out of their homes until the possibility passes, and then we'll allow them back into their homes. But once again, we're going to try our best to prevent that from happening.
That's Cal Fire spokesperson Lynn Tomikoff, who says the sites of the Colby Fire near L.A. and the King Fire near Sacramento are considered the most at risk right now. Officials plan to go into those areas and lay down rice or straw as part of a measure to reduce the risk of mudslides. And finally, something you might remember, last year's live broadcast of The Sound of Music on NBC.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Carrie Underwood, she starred as Maria in the live broadcast. Underwood's performance was generally thought to be underwhelming, to say the least. But the ratings were big. So NBC decided to do it again. It's Peter Pan, live tonight, with Allison Williams in the title role. Williams best known for her work on the HBO series Girls, and she will be flying high on live TV tonight with the hope that nothing goes wrong. It should also be noted, in case you didn't already know, that the 26-year-old actress is the daughter of NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams. Brian Williams has been seen all over the place recently, trumpeting the fact he just celebrated his 10th anniversary as NBC Nightly News anchorman. But to this point, he hasn't said much on the newscast about his daughter's Peter Pan gig. Chances are, he will mention it on the news tonight. In fact, in a good luck nod to his talented daughter, Brian should actually fly onto the news set and land in the anchor chair. Good luck to Allison Williams tonight. We will all be watching. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also up to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.